July the 7th, 2010. I've just seen my first and possibly the first HD short film that was shot and edited entirely on the same device, in this case, the iPhone 4. The short film, if you want to search for it, is called Apple of My Eye, and it's on Vimeo, or Vimeo, I never quite know how to pronounce it, Vimeo.com. If you Google Apple of My Eye Vimeo, it should be the first result you get. It's a cute short film, some actually quite beautiful little moments with some model train sets. Probably wouldn't be that remarkable a short film if it wasn't for the fact that it was shot and edited on an iPhone. Strictly speaking, the entire post-production wasn't done on an iPhone. There was some ADR, some voice dubbing, and I, based on responses to comments on the Vimeo page, it looks like they exported the audio from an edit of the film onto their desktop or laptop computer, added the ADR, re-rendered it, and exported that back into the iPhone for final laying up. At least that's the impression I get. But basically, it was shot and edited on the iPhone 4, shot using its built-in little camera and edited using the version of iMovie that's available for the iPhone. I wonder if this is the future. I mean, in a way, it's completely uninteresting. I mean, it's about as significant as saying, wow, this is the first short film edited on the latest version of Mac OS X, or this is the first short film edited on Windows 7, or look at this, the first short film edited on the latest main board offered by Asus. In a way, who cares what hardware or software was used to make a film? All that matters is the film. But it does seem different that a small portable device held in the palm of the hand has been used to shoot and edit a short film. Presumably now the race is on for the first person to shoot and edit a feature film on the iPhone 4. It is, after all, HD. Not full 1920 by 1080, but 1280 by 720. I'm not sure what sort of compression it uses, but it's probably not suitable for cinema release. But presumably somewhere, someone out there wants to tick the box and say, there, I was the first person to shoot and edit a feature film on the iPhone. Based on what I've seen of the interface for the iPhone version of iMovie, I'm not sure I'd want to be pinch zooming and finger scrolling my way through 80 to 100 minutes of finished edited product. That way probably lies madness. Does it really matter? No, probably not. But from my point of view, I like watching short films, and anything that makes the shooting and editing of short films easier will probably result in more short films. In fact, I wouldn't be surprised if we see film competitions built around this idea of shooting and editing on a device. I've often wondered, why isn't simple editing, such as is found on the iPhone 4, offered on more video cameras? I think many, many home users would like to sit down at the end of a day, perhaps on the train home or the flight home, and using the extended battery life offered by most camcorders now, to sit down and use the touchscreen on their camcorder to edit their home movies, so that the edit is finished by the time they get home. It's probably not a feature I would personally use. I'm addicted to using desktop editing software with the mouse. A lot of people, though, find that sort of stuff intimidating. Now, if there are more and more devices out there that allow you to both shoot and edit your film, and if those devices continue to drop in price, I can't help but wonder if there'll be film competitions built around them, in the same way that there used to be quite a few film competitions based around the idea of 24 hours. Here's your cartridge of Super 8 film. Go out and shoot a film, editing only in the camera. In other words, not editing at all, actually shooting everything in order. And then you hand in that Super 8 cartridge, and the film competition would process it and then show the films. It was a way of forcing people to be inventive and creative, an almost minimalist approach to short filmmaking. That's kind of vanished now because it's impossible to enforce with video cameras. How do you stop people exporting to the computer, editing, and then importing it back again into the device? But if a device can both shoot and edit all in one, and if it's possible to determine whether someone only did the editing internally in the device, then I wouldn't be surprised to see film festivals, possibly sponsored by the device manufacturer, where people are issued with a camera. They shoot and edit on that little camera or phone or whatever, and then have to hand the device back in for the film competition after a certain period of time. It'd be great publicity for the device, and it'd be a really interesting film festival, I think. Of course, you run the risk of the person never handing the device back. If they do that, they were never a filmmaker to start with.